Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studios here in Alpharetta. I am Mike Salmon alongside John Ray on what is an outstanding program. Not an award-winning program yet. But soon to be, hopefully. To be. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
But hold on. You're not merely Mike Salmon anymore. You're the award-winning Mike Salmon, right? So you need to tell our audience about the award you just won.
All right. Twist my arm.
Right?
No, the other studio where we do, of course, Gwinnett Business Radio with co-host Steve and Julian. Mm-hmm. You're playing the role of Steven, I guess, here in North Fulton.
As best as I can,
you're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you.
We were recognized by the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce as the Chairman's Club Business of the Month for October of 2016.
Congratulations.
We've served and had over 1,500 local business leaders come through our doors in Gwinnett County in the last 3.5 years.
That's wonderful.
So we've got some catching up to do here in North Fulton.
But we're hitting there mightily, right? We're moving on and getting there. So.
We are three people closer today because we have three wonderful business leaders that we want to introduce you to today. And you're going to find out all about them and their businesses. Keith Reed is here from Magic Jack for Business. Liz Houseman with the Fulton County Commission and the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And Alec Woodliff from Humble Pie Pizza Company. Before we start, though, with Keith, we want to take care of some business.
We need to talk about North Point Executive Suites because they provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth, and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
All right, John, let's get to our first guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Magic Jack for Business. It's Keith Reed. He's the General Manager and Senior VP of Enterprise Sales. And when I first heard, John, that you had scheduled this guest, it's like, wait, Magic Jack? I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. But Magic Jack for Business, Keith, welcome to the program and tell us all about what you do.
Thanks for having me. So, we are building off the success of Magic Jack, which has sold over 10 million devices, and we currently serve about 2.3 million active consumer customers. So we've leveraged the core infrastructure of the successful consumer side to launch a new small business offering. We launched the first product this past May. We opened our offices in July here in Alpharetta, so we're happy to be here. But at the end of the day, we're taking that same core premise and promise that you get on the consumer side of reliable service at a great cost to small businesses.
For those that may not be familiar with what Magic Jack was and what you do, go ahead and explain the service.
Yeah, so Magic Jack was a pioneer of voice over internet phone service. And so we have now extended that to small businesses. And essentially we're providing a cloud-based phone service that's really of high quality. We have really high reliability, great cost to the small businesses, and we're giving them enterprise level functionality, really at what I would call small business pricing.
So Keith, talk though about, I mean, cost obviously got the attention of all our small business listeners that are with us, but talk a little bit about features and some of the things that you provide to small businesses that maybe they don't have access to right now.
Yeah, so we have two different offerings. We have an offering that's geared towards sole proprietors. We call it our home and office offering. So it's geared towards either home-based businesses. It could be geared towards people who telecommute that work for large enterprises or smaller-based businesses that don't need enhanced features. It's a little bit more robust than what you'd get with your standard voicemail, et cetera, but it allows you to do things like extension dialing, some enhanced call forwarding, and features like that. And we just recently launched 2 weeks ago what we're calling our premium service, which is where we get into more enhanced business class features like auto attendant. So if you want your phone automatically answered to handle things like commonly asked questions like hours, directions, things that take up time that are much easier handled by the auto attendant feature, we have that available. eFax is launching in the next couple of weeks, and we've also launched our online portal so you can actually access things like your call logs and do some of the call forwarding features, et cetera, online. There's more features to come. We're still sort of in the early stages of development.
We're talking with Keith Reed, Magic Jack for Business, here on the soon-to-be award-winning North Fulton Business Radio, as I look at Liz again. You know, it's going to be a common theme for the show here.
That's right.
People have heard about internet phone service, and I know that's one of the services that you provide. What talk about that and the people that are maybe still questioning the quality of internet phone service.
Yeah, so internet phone service has come a long way since the inception, and it's really not that old. It's only the technology. So we pioneered the technology in late 1999. We launched the first service in 2007, so it was a while before it hit sort of the consumer space. One of the big advantages of voice over IP is, one is cost, and a lot of that has to do with, there's two sides to that cost equation. One is on equipment. So traditionally, telephone service was very equipment intensive is what I'm trying to get at. And you had to have on-premise equipment that was costly to get the service and the enhanced features that a lot of small businesses desired. So it was cost prohibitive on the front end. And then second is the cost on the back end. We actually are one of the largest CLECs, so competitive local exchange carriers in the country. We operate in 49 of 50 states, and that's part of what gives us a great cost advantage relative to a lot of the competition we have in the VoIP space. So that allows us to pass voice traffic at pennies on the dollar, really, and we pass that on to our small business customers and our consumer customers.
So, Keith, people that are familiar with the Magic Jack that they grew up with, maybe the commercials that were focused on the consumer, right? Yep. I mean, that's been a long time ago. Obviously, there's been a lot of technology change, and you've come along with that. So why don't you talk about maybe what's underneath the Magic Jack for Business technology offering that really is driving what you do and giving businesses the latest in technology, yeah. I guess, really.
What we're doing different than our consumer brethren is we offer IP telephones where on the consumer side, we actually have a device that is, it transmits or transfers the digital signal to analog signal, thus allowing you to still use your standard home phones that most people are used to. With the IP technology, you get sort of the best in class business grade phones. And really the phones can be taken anywhere. You can plug them in anywhere you have internet access. Must be wired. I should throw that out there because we've had a few people try to use it wirelessly. There are some cases where you can, but it does need to be wired. And we're doing that with enhanced features on with the software. So again, we've got business class features with IP phones, but still great low price.
So for those small businesses that are listening to this broadcast, explain the setup of the typical client that comes to you. I mean, so that they can identify themselves as a potential customer of yours, explain why, you know, what I've got now that I should be looking for you.
You know, I think one of the big things is I wouldn't tell you that there's a typical clientele for us. It's really, you know, small businesses come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, there's 28 million of them roughly in the United States, vary across many different industries. And we can serve, you know, from a sole proprietor running, you know, bakery to someone with, in fact, we run it at our office with 40 some employees today. So we can scale up to, really, it's unlimited, theoretically, to what you could. What we're focused on is folks that are more in the DIY space. Most small businesses, about 74% of small businesses are their own IT person. Mm-hmm. And so what we've tried to focus on is how do we make the offering so drop dead simple that when it just works out of the box, they get a phone, literally plug it in and the service works. And we think we've hit the nail on the head on that one so far. But we're servicing businesses from, you know, single lines all the way up to 20 lines today outside of our own office. Any setup you can imagine with you know, call routing and extension dialing, et cetera. So we can serve from the very small to the bigger of big small businesses, if you will.
So you talked about the three different tiers that you have. Let's get into what those cost.
Well, on the consumer side, if you just start with the core on the consumer side, right, it's about $2.92 a month
is what it is.
Shame on you.
What we offer is on our home and office offering, it's $14.95 for the first line. And then second lines are $9.99. We don't differentiate between if you want a direct dial telephone number or if you want extension dialing. So that's one of the main differences we have versus the competition. There's no extra charge for either of those. We'll give you both if you want them. We'll give you one if you want them. Doesn't matter. And then our premium offering, it starts at $24.99 for the first line, and then second lines are $14.99. So what you'll find generally is depending on which carrier you're comparing us to, is, I mean, you could have thousands of dollars of savings annually.
All right. Well, Keith, you talk about the products and services, but as far as Magic Jack, the business itself, you recently moved to Alpharetta and brought Magic Jack for Business here.
Yep.
Why Alpharetta?
You know, surprisingly or not so surprisingly, I don't think a lot of people know these facts, but Alpharetta is actually a technology hotbed. There's been some recent statistics out. I think people think of Austin, Texas as a big startup and tech hotbed. There's actually more technology companies and startups in Alpharetta, Georgia than there is in Austin, Texas.
He's singing Mayor Belle Isle's song, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so that there's one is you've got a really hot tech hotbed. You've got lots of talent here. So we've been hiring engineering people. We've been hiring salespeople. We've been hiring customer care people. All of that talent resides in abundance here in Alpharetta. And then we also can draw from places like Georgia Tech and in Atlanta. So that was one of the main reasons we decided to locate the office here.
But we hear a lot about Alpharetta, right? And we sing that song too.
Yep.
But you know, why Alpharetta versus Austin or versus a lot of other tech-oriented hubs you could have gone to, right?
Well, there's the one is, truth be told, I lived here.
So oh, okay.
That was part of it.
There you go.
But we, you know, for a long time, I spent 16 years at a much larger technology company. And one of the things I always looked at, I ran the sales there, sales and marketing. And one of the things we always looked at is where would be prime places to locate offices if we ever needed to open up additional space. And Alpharetta was always high on our list amongst other places like Austin or Dallas or, you know, Charlotte would have been on there as well. This has been one place that I've targeted a long time to think about. It's a great place to start a business. Lots of technology companies, lots of engineers, lots of salespeople, lots of customer care people, all in technology oriented businesses. And so, and then you've got, As I always think about locating an office, there's other things you think about with the access to talent, access to airports, and then you think about cost of living as an example. And we have a great cost of living. It's a beautiful place to live. And I think you can attract and retain talent. And that's high on our list.
Great. Well, you know, we're glad you're here, obviously. For those that would like to find out more, for those business leaders that would like to find out about your services and your products, where can they get that information?
Yeah, visit us at magicjackforbusiness.com.
Why so complicated?
Why so
Can't
complicated?
You keep it simple?
We tried.
MagicJackForBusiness.com.
That is correct. We wanted the longest URL in the history of the world.
No, actually, compared to some others that we've heard, that's
right.
Not too bad.
That's pretty good.
So Keith Reed, he's the General Manager, Senior VP of Enterprise Sales with Magic Jack for Business. Thanks for coming on and sharing what you do and talking about your company with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Mike, let's talk about Ferratech. Ferratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting on your call at 770-582-1188.
Great. Thank you, John. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Fulton County Commission and the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, it's Liz Houseman. And good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm sure you were loving hearing everything Keith was just saying about why Magic Jack is here, Magic Jack for Business is here in Alpharetta, probably just singing to the choir.
Well, yes. I mean, especially when you see a real life example of the technology companies that have chosen North Fulton to locate. We actually have 900 in our footprint of the chamber, 600 in Alpharetta proper. So it's a booming industry.
Let me ask you this before we talk about specific topics, and that is your role that you play with both organizations. What do you do for both the North Fulton Chamber and the Fulton County Commission?
Well, before I start, I want to thank you, first of all, for your membership in the North Fulton Chamber and for locating here in North Fulton to highlight the business opportunities that we have in North Fulton. They're plentiful. It's robust, always can be added to. So it's great to have this showcase of what's going on in North Fulton. That is my connection with the chamber is I do public policy. Basically, what that does is communicate to our membership what's happening in their local governments. We feel at our chamber that those relationships are key to success, that they're important for the business community to understand what's happening in their local governments and to have those relationships so then when they need something, they know where to turn.
So let's get into some public policy, Liz. So let's talk about T-Splice, which is on the ballot, and maybe some of our listeners are focused on it and some aren't, but let's talk about, give the big broad overview of what T-Splice is all about that's on the ballot.
Well, my other hat that I wear, I do have a split personality. I am an elected official. I serve on the Fulton County Commission. I represent Northeast Fulton County, which is Johns Creek, Alpharetta, Roswell, and a little bit of Sandy Springs. So for the past year and a half, we have been, as a government, working with the mayors. We have 14 mayors in Fulton County, 1.1 million people, an area of Fulton that is unincorporated. So very diverse, very big, very large, rural, urban, every demographic you could possibly imagine is in Fulton County. So we have been working with our mayors to open the dialogue, to work better together. And of course, transportation is one of the primary issues that has been a challenge for Fulton County and for the metro region for many, many years. So the legislature this past year, 2 years ago, agreed that more funding needed to go to roads, passed legislation to allow for the gas tax to be changed to give more of the dollars that are raised there to go directly to road improvements. As a part of that, there was a special 1 cent sales tax option that Fulton County could take advantage of, separate from the gas tax, to perhaps address the local needs. This is after the attempt 4 years ago when we had the major vote, the ARC regional vote, for a similar type program. So the legislature gave us this opportunity. So we've been talking for over a year. And it was a very lively conversation. The end result of that was to allow the city of Atlanta to form their own special tax district. So they will have a ballot initiative that only pertains to Atlanta. The rest of Fulton County will have the same ballot initiative that covers the rest of the county outside of Atlanta that will deal with road construction. And the voters will be able to decide, based on where they live, if they want to agree to have that additional tax going to road construction.
This additional tax, though, is not something that's the proceeds of which are not open-ended in terms of how they would be applied. I mean, there are specific projects that have already been identified, should the voters approve this, for each of the jurisdictions that we're talking about, whether it's the city of Alpharetta, the city of Johns Creek, et cetera. Is that, am I correct? Did I say that right?
You are absolutely correct. Each local government developed a list of projects based on the needs of their community. They held public hearings. They did it all in the form of a resolution that each city council passed. The proceeds from the sales tax for roads in all of Fulton except for Atlanta is 0.75 cents for 5 years. That will sunset after 5 years unless it is renewed by the will of the voters. It also is capped at $655 million total collection. So if that goal was reached in 4 years, that tax stops.
So the voters are voting essentially on a very specific list of improvements in their own jurisdiction that does not go off, as some people might like to say, off into a black hole somewhere. It's really going to some specific projects in their own neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's what's so great about this particular proposal. It was, the projects were developed by the local communities. They will be managed by the local communities. And the revenue is divided based on population of each city. So it's about as fair as it could possibly get.
So if the voters want to see what these projects are. There are some sites that they can go to. I know the city of Alpharetta has some on their website. I assume the city of Johns Creek does as well. Each jurisdiction has the information on what improvements they're earmarking these proceeds for?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go to each individual city's website, or you can go to Fulton County's website. On our homepage, we have a big T-SPLOS banner that connects you to all of the cities in Fulton County, gives you the history, lets you see interactive maps of exactly what is going to be done. Each city divided the projects into what is called tiers, tiers 1, 2, and 3. That's their priority list. Tier 1 is the highest priority, obviously. Tier 3, the lowest. Usually the Tier 3 projects are, if the maximum amount is collected, there's just no way to really predict exactly what will be collected. But it's a unique opportunity that Fulton County has been given. There's still a quarter of a penny left in this proposal for potential transit in the future, but that's yet to be determined what that looks like. We've just got to get through this piece first in order to not confuse the voters, who are already going to be confused when they turn on Atlanta television and see an ad for a half cent for MARTA expansion, and they go to the polls and they think that they're going to be voting on that. If they don't live in Atlanta, they will not be voting on that.
Right. So this has nothing to do with MARTA. This has everything to do with roads and the roads they drive
Correct.
On every day.
Correct.
So, yeah, we're speaking with Liz Hausman, and Liz Hausman is the vice chair of the Fulton County Commission and also director of public policy for the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. So what happens, let's turn it over. What happens if the voters don't approve this? Because everybody has transportation at the top of their list and in terms of things to be that they have issues with in terms of congestion and that kind of thing. What's the alternative if people don't approve this?
Still sit in traffic. The state, you know, does have additional revenue right now to allocate for transportation, but that's statewide, and they are looking at things statewide. There are some major improvements that are slated to be underway in the next few years in our region, namely 400 and 285 interchange is going to be redone. But the list of projects in need in this state is vast. This particular proposal concentrates on your local community. You can see exactly what it does for you. And it's the beauty of a time limit, you know, only 5 years. You take advantage of folks that visit Fulton County. It's not just a property tax burden on the local residents. So it'll ultimately be up to the voters. Should they reject it, I think that just says that they don't think traffic's a problem. And that they're okay with the status quo. There is a lot of discussion in some local communities about perhaps offsetting their property tax with this revenue should it pass. And that's up to the local governments to make that decision.
But I think it's fair to say, is it not, and I think I can ask you this question as a local representative, if voters are waiting around for the state and the federal government to solve some of these issues, they're going to be waiting a long time probably, because that's really why this has come to the forefront, right? I mean, Forsyth County just passed essentially something quite similar, a local tax that helps road improvements that we're already seeing in Forsyth County. And what we're talking about is the same thing here, right?
That is what you're talking about. And Cobb and Gwinnett have also had this opportunity over the years. Fulton has not, because we have had the MARTA tax. And the state does cap the amount of sales tax that's allowed to be collected. So this is a unique opportunity for us. It's new. It's very similar. I think a lot of people are comparing it to the E-SPLOS for educational buildings and capital programs that has been successful. That people can see that schools come out of the ground. There's no debt. This also would leave us with no debt associated with these projects. So I just think that the voters need to educate themselves, go look at what happens in their local community, make their own decision based on their needs, their family, and their quality of life.
And I think people need to be realistic as well, knowing that if this does pass, and hopefully it will, because we do need the relief, that it's not the be-all, end-all, that it's not going to mean, well, now I'm never going to sit in traffic again, because the uniqueness of the area, we're always going to have traffic issues and problems, but this obviously is a way to help curtail some of those things. So hopefully people will be realistic too, not think, I'll never sit in traffic again when this passes. That's not real.
No, that's not real. I think that after this vote, we'll know, we'll have a good idea of what the people expect, can start talking about other alternatives for the future, because transportation is just like everything else is changing. The needs are changing. The business, we have so many business centers in our region that there it's a hard nut to crack. People do want to be in their cars, but they also need to have options.
And what percentage of the population, John, do you believe actually knows what the acronym TSPLOST stands for? You see the signs all the time, and I pass them in other counties, and I'm always going, okay, and I'm trying to figure it out. And help us out here, Liz.
I'd be happy to. Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax.
Hopefully a whole lot more people after hearing this program, right?
Absolutely. We're here to educate as well. Mm-hmm. Liz, for those that would like to find out more about this program and see how it's going to affect maybe the neighborhoods they're in, or they would like their voice to be heard, where would you send these folks?
Well, there's actually a series of public meetings that begin tonight in Roswell. Each city hall will be having a meeting. Tonight's Roswell, tomorrow night's Johns Creek, Alpharetta, I believe, is Thursday night, Sandy Springs and Milton the week following this. You can see the overall North Fulton transportation plan. The ARC is helping put these meetings on. If you can't attend in person, you can go online. Each city will have the information of how you do that, so you can comment. And your comments are welcome and encouraged.
All right. If anybody is listening to the podcast after the fact, it's September 27th, 2016, when we're doing the live broadcast, just to kind of put that time reference in there for you. Liz, great to see you as always. I've seen you several times as a member of the chamber, of course, in your role there. But thank you for coming in, helping explain what's going on, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Glad to be here.
All right, Liz Hausman with the Fulton County Commission, and also here representing the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. Before we move on to our third and final guest, I want to let you know that Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers right here in North Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. And our third guest, who brought lunch, by the way, John, Alec Woodliffe from Humble Pie Pizza Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing lunch, by the way. Tell us all about Humble Pie Pizza Company.
You are most welcome. Thanks for having me. Bit of a surprise, but
yes,
here we are.
We had a guest cancel last second, and you were here delivering the pizzas, and we said, listen, we were planning to have you come on at some point anyway. We just made it a little sooner. Good. So tell all, John's been there. You've become one of my favorite places now to go eat. Tell us about Humble Pie Pizza Company.
Delivery boy and radio host. That's
you do it all.
A full morning.
Yes.
The short answer, Humble Pie Pizza Company is probably the best pizza on the planet, is the short answer.
He's really humble, isn't he?
I was going to say, the planet's pretty big.
Yeah. Keep it humble.
Yeah.
My wife and I bought the restaurant, which is a standalone, non-franchise, family-owned restaurant. We bought it in this past December, 3 days after Christmas, and we reopened it on February 2nd, I believe it was. So we're newbies in the restaurant business. A little background on me, I'm a CPA, practiced for 30-plus years, and kind of got to the point that there's only so much for which one can account in a lifetime, and I think I met that quota. So maybe it's midlife crisis, I don't know, but we got into the pizza business full bore in February. Fell in love with the chef during the negotiating process, basically made a deal with him that if he would come with us, we would buy it once we got to a point in the negotiating process that was doable. So here we are, 7 months in, and certainly a transition from the accounting world.
And you're eating better than ever. Talk about some of the pizzas, some of the other delicious stuff that's on the menu.
We offer, obviously, pizza, calzones, wings, salads, outstanding sandwiches with basically any ingredient that you could think of on a pizza or within a calzone or on a sandwich. The best wings I've ever had.
And the calzones, I got a calzone last week there, and they told me, the chef told me beforehand, that they're huge. And I've seen big calzones. This thing actually went off both sides of the plate. It was that big.
Yeah, it makes the table groan. That's for sure. But let's back up a little bit and talk about why Humble Pie Pizza. I mean, of all the businesses you could have bought, you know, why Humble Pie Pizza, and why would you go from that? This sounds like getting from the frying pan into the fire when you're going from the accounting business into the restaurant business. And why don't you give our listeners a little bit of advice if they're looking to buy a business? I mean, we've got a lot of listeners that are out there like that.
Well, John, thanks for that boost of confidence. frying pan to the fire.
Huh? Yeah.
And he's not going to tell everybody to go into the pizza business right now because that's more competitors. So
yeah,
you're probably going to say, don't go in the pizza business. Here's why I went in. Here's why I decided.
That's a very good question and one that's hard to answer. Basically, it's been probably a 25 or 30 year dream of mine is to be in the restaurant business. I love people and I love food. So I figured, you know, what better opportunity than to marry the two? I'm born and raised right here in Alpharetta. I went to Milton High School. So this opportunity just came along and it was local. So
go Eagles, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. You two Milton High School graduates over there. But one of the things I see, you know, that Mike and I have seen when we're in your store is that, like, you're around all the time, which is pretty cool because you go into some maybe chains and you don't really see the owner because the owner's not, like, in town. So that's a pretty cool thing that you do, right?
That was important to me to make people that come in there feel welcome and needed because they are both. I mean, they're welcome. And certainly, we're nothing without our customers.
And not only that, but I want to mention, because you're talking about your customers, but you also not only have the in-restaurant, but you have the delivery and the catering that you do.
That's correct.
So you have that to offer.
We do. We do cater. And like you said, delivery.
I got the most important question here now.
Okay.
Your location. Where are you located? And then give the website so people can actually, you know, place orders.
We are located at 869 North Main Street, right in Alpharetta, Georgia. Corner of Windward and Highway 9. And our website is humblepiepizzaco.net.
Now, you know, Mike, Humble Pie Pizza was one of our food sponsors at the Expo,
yeah.
Business Radio
That's
Expo.
That's how I first found out about it.
And we have gotten all sorts of folks saying great things about the pizza that they got. So anybody that got in there, got pizza, and have forgotten where it came from, this is the guy. Alex's the guy. So
thank you, John.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And I've been there a couple times since, so it's great. So you gave the location, you gave the website. We've got some pizza waiting on us, so we're not going to keep this, you know.
That's right.
I'm ready to just kind of end the show and have some lunch.
That's right.
The other two guests kind of bribed me to cut it short so that we could
I actually heard
go ahead and smell. Tired of smelling it and ready to eat it. Yeah. So.
Alec Woodliffe, the owner of a Humble Pie Pizza Company located in Alpharetta. Thanks for coming by. And
thanks for having
me. Just as importantly, thanks for bringing the lunch.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Froswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the entire country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And the Roswell Infinity Studio where we're sitting right now is about to become a little lunch spot with some Humble Pie Pizza.
It smells good. I can't wait.
It does. We've had it sitting there, and we don't want it to get cold, so we're going to get right to it. So a big thank you to Alec Woodliffe with Humble Pie Pizza Company, Liz Hausman with the Fulton County Commission and the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, and Keith Reed for joining us from Magic Jack for Business. A reminder, you can listen to this show live every Tuesday at 11:30 at North Fulton Business Radio X.com. And of course, you can listen to this show or any of our other podcasts anytime 24/7 by going to that same website. We've got a Facebook page, North Fulton BRX. We also have our Twitter account. So like us there and follow us there. And John, I will see you next time.
I look forward to it, Mike.
All right. Time to get down to some great Humble Pie Pizza. For Trey Odom and everybody else here at North Fulton Business Radio, we'll see you next time.
At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.